Geo monitoring. Sir, HKX K2RCL, you still there?
Still here in body, but my mind is gone. K2RCL.
You mean you had one to lose?
Again, I had to turn the volume back up.
I said, you mean you had a mind to lose?
There was about two brain cells there at one time. I think I'd done fried both of them, so, you know. Probably touched the light socket switch too many times with my bare hand.
I'm gonna tell you, I seen the YouTube video of you with those two kids this weekend, helping them build their schoolroom, I believe it was.
It's my last project. I'm getting stuff together to start another one, and I think Lowe's might have the countertops right this time. We'll find out Wednesday if weather permits.
Be good. Maybe something going right.
I hope so. How about you? Everything going good with the truck? I know you had a little issue the other day, but everything else going good?
Couple of little minor issues, nothing major. Nothing to keep me down off the road or anything like that. Just little things I need to address.
Good. You got it out, put some miles on it, and got some tools in it, and starting to get it organized up. Trying to get life back to normal, I guess.
On it, but the way things are going right now, I don't know that anything's ever going to be normal as what we're used to again.
Just take it one day at a time and buy a box of ammo every time I see one.
Roger that.
No trespassing sign on, I can't remember where I was looking. I was online looking at something, and it said, no trespassing. We have guns in a backhoe.
Before, have guns and have backhoe and know how to use both.
For some reason, I don't think the wife will let me put that one on the gate at the driveway.
Prices of ammo are too high, so no warning shots are available anymore.
Seen that one too. Yeah, we got, we're in the community watch group on the Facebook groups, and, about three houses down from us, they pulled up in the yard and got in the guy's truck, took stuff out of the bed, tools, equipment, right in the middle of the night, just right in front of his house, parked next to the door. They went in and just basically cleaned him out.
We gotta live like that anymore.
Yes, it is, most definitely. We put the security cameras up a long time ago before things started getting this bad, but I'm hoping just having those up and putting the gate up across the driveway will just kind of help deter it. I know if they want it, they're going to come and get it, but I'd rather not make it easy on them.
I mean, all you're doing is keeping a somewhat honest crook honest, I guess, because if they want in bad enough, they're going to come and get it.
100% correct there. It's unfortunate. It's, makes you want to move off in the woods somewhere and just be left alone, but I don't know. Got to make a dollar here and there and keep the lights on, I reckon. Keep Mama happy.
You got to find that balance that works for both of you. That's for sure. You can't just turn your head and run or stick your head in the sand and not know what's going on. You just can't do that. And I know some people want to live like that, but I just don't see how you can.
Messaging with a buddy of mine on Facebook the other day, and I said, yeah, we're trying to stay in the air conditioning and keep an eye on the hurricane coming in and make sure it's not going to come up here and get us. And he responded back with, what hurricane? I'm going to have to Google that.
In his defense, most people are so beat down by the news and everything's so negative anymore, they've just turned it off. I know a lot of people that way. They just turned all of it off and don't watch none of it.
I know what you're saying. I don't watch much of the news, but I at least try to keep up with the weather, but either way. Well, I am fixing to pull into the drive here, and I'm going to go in and have me some lunch, see my beautiful bride, and I will let you get back to your operational duties as a dirty, rotten capitalist, as Steve would say. Good talking with you, Patrick. Hope things is going to keep going smooth for you. I'll say 73s and be clear on your final.
Hey, Russell. Good to talk to you again. go enjoy your dinner and your time with your wife, and 732-KO4-HKX, and I'm clear.
Canadian's monitoring.
KO4-NNH, W4-DJW. Still there, Fred?
KO4-NNH, I'm here, Dave. How you doing, man?
I just took a break for lunch. I heard you throw your call out there. I haven't talked to you in a while. Let's see how you doing.
I just had to go get COVID tested. I'm waiting to hear back on the results. But beyond that, though, I'm doing pretty well right now, though. How about yourself?
You know, I've wondered if I've had COVID just because I get wore out from working around the house. But so far, so good. I've never gone to be tested. And I imagine because of the delivery stuff that comes in, there's a high probability I've already had it and didn't even know it. But you've been feeling bad for a while? How bad is it?
I'll tell you, early yesterday morning, me and a couple of my buddies were playing some video games online. And it just gradually, I started feeling worse and worse and worse. And eventually I had to say, all right, I have to get off. And I had to check my temperature. Running a fever, getting the chills. I had the whole nine yards, man.
You got one of those oxygen sensors that you stick your finger in, tells you what your oxygen level is?
But I pretty much knew right away what was going on. I had a bunch of things going on at once. It's never happened to me before. And I'll be honest, man, it takes a lot to bring me down.
That's the same way it is with me. I think the whole time I've worked, out of 50 years, I might have had 2 or 3 days that I didn't go to work because I just felt so bad in 50 years. So I know exactly what you're talking about. But a lot of that's because the last half of my career I worked from home. I wasn't exposed to it, which makes me weaker because, you know, humans need to exchange germs to keep antibodies built up. But anyway, I hate you don't feel good. Is it any better now than it was yesterday?
Last night, so temperature finally came down substantially last night. But beyond that, though, I still got the coughs, I got a little bit of the chills here and there, but it's nothing nearly as bad as it was yesterday. So I don't know what it was, if it's COVID or if it's something else. But
so you're going to venture as far as to get tested, or are you just going to see if it passes?
Either down for the same thing or we're down for COVID. I'm not real sure yet, but all I know is that last night I was pretty much asleep most of the day and night, up and down all night. I could even make it to the net.
Well, the first part of that, I don't know if you're walking around in the house with a handheld, but the first part of that transmission, I didn't get any of it. The latter part of it, it picked up, and I got that you didn't feel good enough to check in the net last night. But I understand. I get it. I felt bad several times, and I thought about going to get tested, but never have.
My second time getting tested, not for this occurrence. There was one before, but it wasn't nearly as bad as this time. But this time, man, it hit me like a freight train. Apologies about the first transmission. I was kind of in one of those weird interference spots. They got a bunch of transmissions where I was transmitting the first time.
So have you had COVID yet? On either one of those two? Do you have any antibodies built up?
Got negative. That was about 6 to 8 months ago. Second time, I literally just went. I'm waiting here back right now. I'm actually driving home right now on my mobile.
Okay, well, I hope you don't. I hope it turns up that you don't, because I heard that can be really, really miserable. But or for some people, they can have it, and all they are is they just transfer, right? They're just carriers of it. So who knows? Anyway, I hope it doesn't get you. Have you been around other people that maybe did get that, or that are questionable, like going to the Ham Fest this weekend? I don't know if I'm going to go or not.
I haven't been anywhere besides working home, so I got a funny feeling it came from work because mainly, my life consists of work, home, and if it's the weekend, I change my routine up a little bit depending upon what I got going on. But
I have not been out anywhere in the past week and a half, so I think I got somebody phone that came from work.
Well, when we were in lockdown, she worked home from home, and so did I. And we were thinking if we ever did get it, that it came from a delivery person that delivered something. Or once every other week or every third week, I would go to the grocery store. But I'd be in and out of there in 30 minutes. Go in, get everything you need for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and be out. And be done 30 minutes later and back at home unpacking. But you never can tell. It could have picked up. it's hard to tell. Anyway, I won't keep you, Fred. Hope you get feeling better. I just wanted to say hi. I haven't talked to you in a while. W4DJW.
And really, I do. Dave, I hope you have a great day, man. I'm going to go ahead and clear up myself. I'm about to hit one of my weird pinholes through the repeater, KO4NNH. I'll be clear.
Have a good one, KO4NNH, W4DJW clear.